The following is a KSCO commentary. Here's KSCO owner, MZ.
I received an email from my friend George in Alameda. It is a very powerful essay, author unknown, about how dramatically things have changed here in the USA over the past 7 years, the term of the Obama presidency. I want to share it with you now. Tell me what you think. All of a sudden, 7 short years have passed. Before Obama, there was virtually no outlandish presence of Islam in America. All of a sudden, Islam is taught in schools. Christianity and the Bible are banned in schools. All of a sudden, we must allow prayer rugs everywhere and allow for Islamic prayer in schools, airports, and businesses. All of a sudden, we must stop serving pork in prisons. All of a sudden, we were inundated with lawsuits by Muslims who are offended by American culture. All of a sudden, we must allow burqas to be worn everywhere, even though you have no idea who or what is covered up under them. All of a sudden, Muslims are suing employers and refusing to do their jobs if they personally deem it conflicts with Sharia law. All of a sudden, the Attorney General of the United States vows to prosecute anyone who engages in anti-Muslim speech. All of a sudden, jihadists who engage in terrorism and openly admit that they acted in the name of Islam and ISIS are emphatically declared that they are not Islamic by our leaders and/or their actions are determined not to be terrorism, but other nebulous terms like workplace violence. All of a sudden, it becomes policy that secular Middle East dictators that were benign or friendly to the West must be replaced by Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood. All of a sudden, our troops are withdrawn from Iraq and the Middle East, giving rise to ISIS. All of a sudden, America has reduced its nuclear stockpiles to 1950 levels as Obama's stated goal of a nuke-free America by the time he leaves office continues uninterrupted. All of a sudden, a deal with Iran must be made at any cost, with a pathway to nuclear weapons and hundreds of billions of dollars handed over to fund their programs. All of a sudden, America apologizes to Muslim states and sponsors of terror worldwide for acts of aggression, war, and sabotage they perpetuate against our soldiers. All of a sudden, the American Navy is diminished to 1917 pre-World War I levels of only 300 ships. The Army is at pre-1940 levels. The Air Force scraps 500 planes and planned to retire the use of the A-10 Thunderbolt close air support fighter. A further drawdown of another 40,000 military personnel is in progress. All of a sudden, half our aircraft carriers are recalled for maintenance by Obama, rendering the Atlantic unguarded. None are in the Middle East. All of a sudden, Obama has to empty Guantanamo Bay of captured jihadists and let them loose in jihad-friendly Islamic states. He demands to close the facility. All of a sudden, America will negotiate with terrorists and trade 5 Taliban commanders for a deserter and jihad sympathizer. All of a sudden, there is no money for American poor, disabled veterans, jobless Americans, hungry Americans, or displaced Americans, but there is endless money for Obama's Syrian refugee resettlement programs. All of a sudden, there is an ammunition shortage in the USA. All of a sudden, the most important thing for Obama to do after a mass shooting by 2 jihadists is disarm American citizens. All of a sudden, the President of the United States cannot attend the Christian funerals of a Supreme Court justice and a former First Lady because of previous, seemingly unimportant commitments. All of a sudden, I'm sick to my stomach. I'm not sure the majority of Americans recognize the seriousness of the situation and how much progress has been made by Islam these last 7 years, a very brief time compared to a 75-year lifetime. If you agree, be strong enough to at least forward this to a few friends. For KSCO and KOMY, I'm MZ.